Which muscles are most affected? Proximal striated muscles of the upper and the lower limbs, the limb girdles, pharynx, and the tongue. These are the muscles which are most commonly involved in dermatomyositis. Then, how will you investigate? We are going to do the baseline investigations, for which we'll do CBC, which can show leukocytosis, anemia with low serum iron, or anemia of chronic disease. ESR will be raised. Then muscle-specific antibody, muscle-specific enzymes, that is creatine phosphokinase, aldolase, lactic dehydrogenase, should be done, which will be raised in case of active disease or when there is a myopathy. Positive ANA testing will be shown in 60 to 80% of the patients. Besides this, other tests like liver function test, renal function test. For the muscle involvement, we'll also go for electromyography and muscle biopsy, MRI, barium swallow if there is a weak pharyngeal muscles, which will show the collection of barium in the piriform sinuses. How will you investigate a patient suspected to have malignancy? Firstly, the history and physical examination will show us that there is a suspicion of underlying malignancy. We'll do the blood count on biochemistry, stool for occult blood to show any gastrointestinal malignancy, chest x-ray, then ultrasound, CT scan of the chest, abdomen and pelvis. Tumor specific markers can be done like CEA or PSA, mammography or pelvic examination. What are the non-invasive tests for dermatomyositis? These are usually the imaging, that is electromyography for muscle involvement, and the MRI scan will also show the underlying visceral involvement or muscle involvement. Then assessment of the disease activity can be done with the serial estimation of 24-hour urinary creatinine, which will be raised in case of active disease. Muscle is being inflamed, so the creatinine levels will be raised. And secondly, the MRI of the muscles will help us to assess the disease activity. Lung manifestation of dermatomyositis include interstitial lung disease, which is the most common finding. Besides this, pulmonary hypertension, pneumonia, interstitial pneumonitis, pneumothorax, infections, malignancy, bronchiolitis, obliterans may be found. And along the cardiac manifestations, there are conduction abnormalities, arrhythmias, pericarditis, pericardial effusion, and congestive cardiac failure. Along the eye involvement in dermatomyositis can be iritis, uveitis, retinitis, cotton wool spots, optic atrophy, extraocular muscle weakness, nystagmus. Then the malignancies associated with dermatomyositis. In males, most common malignancy is the lung cancer, and in females, it is usually the female genital tract malignancies, the malignancy of the ovaries being most common. Other than that, breast cancer, cancers of the stomach, rectum, kidney, or testes. Factors associated with malignancy are older age. As I told you earlier, that malignancy will be more common in adult dermatomyositis. Then rapid onset of dermatomyositis, lack of Raynaud phenomena, and grossly elevated ESR, along with the other findings which you see on the history and examination.